rolling last week, really led by Ben Rubior. Ben Hunt had a couple goals in last week's game. I caught up with him this morning and talked about what they're going to have to do to remain unbeaten.
It was important for us to jump off to a good start to our season. And, you know, we're missing some guys from, you know, indoor. We're missing Westy, Walters, Crowley, and some other big contributors. So it was really important for us to start off strong, get a nice win in week one. I thought, you know, we balanced the field well. We had some opportunities where we pushed it in transition and were able to capitalize. I think last week, Queener had an outstanding performance. So I'm hoping that we can get some more shots to drop on him this week. I think he ended up with like 25 saves. So it's just a matter of us getting our shots and moving the ball well on offense, and then you know, making some big stops on defense will be key for us today.
Yeah, and you talk about Queener making some big saves. He also had a big goal. It looked like they took a lot of momentum there and make it 10-7 late. Rubior had other ideas. Talk about what you guys did to kind of turn them off of their momentum in that mid-fourth, what it was that they were making their run.
Yeah, you know, this game is a game of runs. And, you know, heading into the fourth quarter there, you know, Rubes came on real strong for us. I think he ended up with 5 in the game. And he's a leader for us on offense. He's been with the team for a while now. And, we feed off his energy. And, you know, that was definitely a good momentum swing for us towards the end of that game. And we were able to finish off with a win, which is what we were going for.
Thank you, Zach.
And Drew Westerfeldt, Joe Walters, and Kevin Crowley, as Ben was referring to, are all finishing up their NLL seasons, so they won't be joining the team for another couple of weeks. And Brett Queener, he sure was amazing last week. He had 25 saves last week and a goal to look like he was really trying to put the team on his back and propel them to a week one win. They were rather rusty. Rusty to start the game. I talked to Brett about the game and what's it going to take to win today.
I think that we have to play 60 minutes, a full game, and in particularly just, you know, we can't have a lack of focus play. So they scored a lot of goals off transition, off extra possessions, and if we allow that, we're not going to be successful. So I think that's the focus effort this week, is just doing the little things correctly and doing it for 60 minutes.
The little things they will focus on today, as Florida launched, were not very not as successful as they wanted to be last week. Looks like we're almost underway here. There's a couple minutes from faceoff. We'll take a break and we will be back on the Lacrosse Radio Network.
This is Stephen Brooks from the Florida Launch. This is Lacrosse Radio Network.
Yeah. Hey, it's Cameron Leo Gosney. You're listening to Florida Launch Lacrosse, Lacrosse Radio Network.
Ceremonial coin flip is underway. Starters today. Looks like we got Kieran McArdle, Casey Powell, Kevin Cunningham starting for the attack for the Florida Launch. At the midfield line, PT Ricci looks like he's on a wing. Christopher Mattis will take the opening draw for the Florida Launch. As Tucker Durkin. I'm sorry, we got Roman Lau Gosney on the far wing. Launch will be heading left to right on your radio dial here. Starting midfielders for the Chesapeake Bayhawks, Dan Burns, always on a wing over there with Kyle Sweeney with the long pole in his hand. Facing off for the Bayhawks today is Steven Robarge. Robarge out of VMI. Today's officials, Ken Rizzo, Tony Williams, Joni Tizer, head official Ray Condon. And we're underway here in Florida. Florida Launch wearing their home yellow jerseys. Chesapeake in the road whites. Dan Burns picks up the opening faceoff, carries in, moves the ball to Ben Rubiarm. Rubiarm will carry as the defensive midfielders head off the field. Jovan Miller subbing in through the box. He'll take the ball. Turns to his backside as Ben Hunt's following him out of the box with Matt McCready, as the first line. McCready will dodge the long pole. Dish to Rubio. Rubio lights the lamp immediately to start the game. 14-26 here in the opening session. Chesapeake on the board. One shot, one goal. Ben Rubio picking right up where he left off. Ben with the assist there. Matt McCready's with the assist there. Nothing too different with the launch today. I believe Sam Snow won't be dressing today. In his replacement will be Duncan Clancy, midfielder out of Jacksonville University. Here in the second faceoff, we got illegal procedure hold on the Bayhawks. Roman Lau Gosney picks up the ball, moves it to Casey Powell. Roman heads to the bench. David Earl out of the box. Roman Lau Gosney subs off the field for his brother Cameron Lau Gosney. Cameron dodges. He gets to the center of the crease there. Shoots, misses wide. Powell with the backup. So a minute and a half here underway here in Boca Raton. Chesapeake up 1-0 of a quick start. Here's McArdle here. Gets to the 5-5. Draws a defender. Dishes to Powell. Powell rips one low to low. Goal. Goal, Florida Launch. Ties it up here. Gives the crowd something to cheer about. Pretty decent crowd here today for the launch home opener. Their second inaugural. Their last season was their inaugural season. This year came back for season number two here. This franchise came from the Hamilton Nationals. Most of the players that were drafted that year in 2013 draft looked like they were going to be making tickets for to head north. No, and they'll come down to South Florida. Procedure on Chesapeake in the third faceoff of the game. Florida Launch will take over. And their midfielders come out as Brooks kind of just holds the ball in the corner and waits for them to make their subs. Cross crease feed to McArdle, misses. Wow. Tyler Fiorito. Tyler Fiorito made a great save there on Kieran McArdle. The ball bounced. Ball popped out right into Stephen Brooks' hand. And he just caught it and buried it with his left hand from about 4 yards out. Launch take the lead here, 2-1, 12:33 remaining. Run barge out for another draw with, it looks like Chris Matties is not taking faceoffs today. Get a number check on that. P.T. Ricci with the opening faceoff. Launch take another backdoor feed and score. Sorry for the delay. We're trying to get a name check on that number 58. We don't have him on the roster here. That's Poppleton wearing 59. So Poppleton gets the goal there. He's taking faceoffs. Got him on the roster. He's 92. So Poppleton scores a goal. You don't often see that. A faceoff guy scores the goal. Launch win the opening faceoff. Get, or not the opening faceoff. That faceoff, rather. turn the ball over immediately. Chesapeake sets up in their zone 3-1 here with 11.5 left to go in the first. Jovan Miller dodging to his right, turns back to his left. Feeds the ball to Matt Strebel. Strebel takes a running shot with his left, and that's saved by Queener. Strebel then runs into a defender. He's in the crease. I don't know why we don't have a penalty there. I mean, Queener looks hurt. They're going to stop here. Trainers are going to come out on the field. And we're going to take a timeout here as Queener's in, it looks like, lots of distress inside his own crease. Strebel took a running shot with his left hand down the left alley and just followed his shot as the ball seemed to pop a little loose. Queener looked like he had possession of it at X, and Strebel ran right into him. Strebel fell in the crease. The refs finally came together and called him in the crease, but the damage was already done as Queener looks hurt. And we'll take a break here with 11:15 to go, 3-1 Florida Launch here on the La Crosse Radio Network. Fans here in attendance applaud as Queener rises to his feet. He's limping off. We're going to see Adam Fullerton come into the game here. Second-year goalie out of Army, West Point. Adam was actually drafted in 08 to Rochester. And in 2011, he was deployed to Afghanistan. He served as a first lieutenant over there. Adam, then, this is his second year with the Florida Launch as a backup goalie. Saw some time at last year as Queener would oftentimes find himself in the penalty box. Recall a game last year he got pulled, and Fullerton played the rest of the game out. I believe that game might have been against Chesapeake last year, as Chesapeake really beat down Florida Launch here last year. This is the fourth meeting between these teams, as Chesapeake leads the overall series 2-1. Florida Launch only had two road victories last year. One of them was at Chesapeake, getting that lone win against them at Navy, as that's where Chesapeake plays their home games. First midfield out here, McCready's, Hunt, and Jovan Miller. Jovan Miller rips a shot down the right alley off the pipe. P.T. Ricci has the ground ball, looks to outlet to T.J. Kemp. T.J. Kemp looking for wheels across the midfield line. Launch have numbers. 4-on-3 here the other way. T.J. Kemp feeds to the point man. No numbers there as Chesapeake was sprinting hard to get in the box. Thought Kemp could have gone to the cage there. He didn't really draw a slide. But when you're defense in midi, you're not really looking to score. You got Brooks, Brandon Mangan, and David Earl out here for the Florida Launch. Earl cranks with his left. Misses over the cage. Shots backed up by McCardle as he's bothered by defenseman Jesse Bernhardt. Bernhardt's a defender when you went to University of Maryland from this area, actually, from Boca Raton, Florida. He attended St. Andrew's private school here in Boca Raton. Dominant lacrosse team throughout the decade down here in Florida. Chesapeake will regain possession of the ball across midfield, looking for a little bit of numbers, but they won't have it. They'll pull it out. Jeff Reynolds moves the ball behind to Ben Rubier. Rubier swings it over to, that's Pete Poulion out of Ohio State. Pete was at UMBC, transferred to Ohio State after his third year. He's granted eligibility to play right away for the Buckeyes. Oh, man. Rubier just fed the crease. Wide open was... who was that? That was wide open. That was Jack Rice, an attackman out of Villanova. Got stuffed by by Adam Fullerton. Fullerton's out of the cage now here and got caught behind the net. Ended up losing the ground ball battle. They'll throw it right up to Rubio. Rubio pretty much just rolled it in as there was nobody in his way. Media timeout here at the 834 Network. Florida Launch 3, Hawks 2 on the Lacrosse Radio Network.
LacrosseWeTrust.com is your destination for all news on Major League Lacrosse. With beat writers from across the country, you can read the latest news from your favorite teams daily.
And welcome back here where teams are taking the field, and we'll take a face-off here as Chris Matties lines up to take a face-off against Stephen Robarge today. Here at the 8:34 mark in the first period. Kind of funny. You have a lot of teams that struggle with, finding their niche with their team in the early in the season. It seems like they have two totally different teams between the beginning of the year and the end of the year. You look at some of the teams that have won the championship in years past, or just in general, really, with the draft happening before the season and players not being able to join the team. You get a lot of new faces throughout the middle of the year. Here's Christopher Matties. Looks like he wins the faceoff out to Chris LaPierre. Out of University of Virginia, goes right to the cage, rips the pipe, hits a top pipe. McCardle looks like he's going to lose the ground ball battle as Jesse Bernhardt and Jeff Reynolds win the ground ball. Now, Reynolds has a 4-on-3 the other way. Reynolds carries down the left side, moves it to Rubio. Rubio back up behind the back from Bernhardt. Rice shoots and misses. They're going to call him in the crease. They should call him in the crease anyways, and they will. Rubio backed up the shot, but it didn't matter as the launch will take over control behind the ball at X. Over to the midfield line, Stephen Brooks is standing there wide open, and the launch will carry it in and settle things down here as we're at 7:45 here in the first. And these players got to be hot. I mean, every time somebody goes to the bench, they're just greeted by trainers with towels, cold towels and water bottles. And it is definitely going to pay a toll on these players. Cunningham with the ball at X, carries to his left, split dodge, carries back to his right, looking for somebody, finds nobody, now throws a bailout pass, throws it over Cameron Lau-Gosney's head, he'll fight for the ball on the far side. Kyle Sweeney in there defending. Sweeney was a new pickup for the Bayhawks, as he just was acquired through them. Brooks now dodges at him, feeds to the crease to Casey Powell. Casey Powell tried to slap that out of the air to no avail. And the Bayhawks will take over as the ball trickles out of bounds on the side. Mark McNeil, a midfielder, carries the ball, and he'll throw to the far side. And Matt McCreadys is wide open, and he'll head to the bench. Chesapeake comes out with their first midfield line again. You got Jovan Miller, Ben Hunt, and McCreadys. Jovan Miller carries the ball. He'll have the short stick on him. As Roman Lau-Gosney is really, really pressuring the ball. He doesn't want Ben Hunt to get the ball or get a running start at him. It's a good idea out of him. Ben's a 6'4 attackman. He's tough to stop. 6'5. 6'5, they got him listed 210. I don't even know if I believe 210. I think he's bigger than that. Rubio has the ball on the far side, gets now the ball to Ben Hunt. Ben Hunt being matched up by a pole. Ben rips a left-handed shot. Queener takes it right in the – or, I'm sorry, we still have Fullerton in the game. He takes it right in the gut. I do not see Queener on the sideline, which is probably not necessarily a good thing for the launch as they carry the ball over the midfield line. McCardle carries it, throws the ball behind to Casey Powell. Powell moves the ball to Cunningham. Cunningham, they play catch. Powell will now dodge to the right 5-5, steps back on top of a pick. Shot saved by Furuito. Had it at his feet. Now he'll outlet pass to Dan Burns. Burns running the other way. They got numbers. Burns settles, looks Jovan. Jovan looks like he's going to fire with his left, but he doesn't. Feeds the crease instead. Jack Rice tried a backhand shot, missed wide. Rubio backs it up. Chesapeake has the ball here. Pete Polion with the ball at X. A very shifty, shifty midfielder. And he'll get, you know what, he goes right around 57 on the launch. I'm not sure who that is either, as he's not on the roster. Tries to go over his head, and, you know, you're going to get beat 9 times out of 10 in this league. You go over somebody's head, and Pete Polion buries it. Ties the score up here at 3-3 with 5:02 left in the first. So teams will face off. Ref's going to call a hold on the launch. Kyle Sweeney picks up the ball. Moves the ball to Mark McNeil. Mark McNeil is a midfielder. 6'4", another 6'4 midfielder out of UNC. To go along with Ben Hunt's size out of UNC. Mark being used preliminary as, you know, he's pretty much a D-middy. McCready gets to the front of the net, rips high over the bar. Pouillon will back it up. TJ Kemp on defense now. Reed Acton got caught with his head turned, and McCready's cut right back door on him. Feed was a little low. He couldn't handle it. Jack Rice handles the ball, moves it to Ben Hunt. Ben Hunt moves it across the top to McCready's. Looks to go... McCready moves the ball to Rubio, looks to go back door, doesn't have him. And Ben Hunt loses the ball at GLE. Florida launch pick up possession. And they'll clear the ball as Fullerton has the ball at the side of the crease. Moves the ball to Reed Acton. Reed Acton moves it right along to Tucker Durkin. Durkin one more to the midfielder, TJ Kemp, and that was a nice little clear from the Florida launch there. Moves the ball down to Casey Powell. Casey dodges quickly, and he gets pushed in the back. You can call him in the crease, but it looked like he got pushed in the back, but no, that's not what they'll say. And Chesapeake will take over the ball after this break, as there's a media timeout here with 3:19. Pretty sloppy start here for both teams. 3-3 here at the score on the scoreboard. And we'll be back after this.
Lacrosse Radio Network is the flagship online station for the Florida Launch, Charlotte Hounds, Continental Indoor Lacrosse League, and the President's Cup. Click the Listen Live button on inlacrossewetrust.com to tune in.
And we're back here in Boca Raton, Florida, here at FAU Stadium as Dan Burns picks up the ball in Chesapeake's own end, and we'll look to clear the ball here. The launcher, they ride pretty tough. You know, you got Cunningham, Casey Powell, and Kieran McArdle out there. They're all ball hawks. You know, they want to get the ball. They're going to ride hard. Chesapeake's able to move the ball across the midfield here as Jovan Miller carries through the top of the middle. Carries down the left alley, a really slow jog along the two-point line. He'll carry it all the way behind as he has the short stick. Roman Laugazny on him. Roman out of Lehigh. Him and his brother both out of Lehigh. Oh, man. And Jovan Miller just caught the crease defenseman sleeping. And next thing you know, ball's in the back of the net. Not even sure who caught that and finished that. It may have been McCready's. It could have been Strebel. They're both in there. Nevertheless, the Bayhawks take the lead here 4-3 with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first period. McCready's was the one who scored it. And Chesapeake comes out with their first midfield. Ben Hunt tried to dodge on Chris LaPierre, threw a sweet little wrap check on him. Now LaPierre goes the other way, 4-on-3. Feeds the ball to Casey Powell. Casey Powell sits, waits, goes topside, a little hitch on his defender, and he gets stuffed by the goalie, Fiorito. Fiorito goes the other way. Costabile starts a 4-on-3, and he can't connect on a pass. So the ball is, as I mentioned, a little sloppy here. Gosney just gets laid out by 26, Colin Dunster. Dunster's making his debut for the Chesapeake Bayhawks this week as Matt Abbott and Matt Danowski weren't able to make the trip this week. So the Bayhawks really shorthanded and making the best out of it here at 4-3 lead here at Florida. Dunster last year played with the Denver Outlaws. Made an appearance in 6 games. But hoping to find a better home here at Chesapeake. The Chesapeake will come back out with their first midfield, and Jovan Miller will do very similar to what he just did the last play. Take it from behind. He dodges to his right here. He gets laid out by Reed Acton. Acton fighting for the ground ball with Fullerton. Fullerton gets the ground ball, and then he's met by Pillion. Fullerton out of the cage here again. He doesn't want to give up a loose ball. Fullerton just laid out Jovan Miller, and that's going to catch a flag. Well, it didn't look like anything was wrong with it from here. He may have taken a running start at him. Jovan Miller was down fighting for a ground ball, and he gets laid out. They're going to call a cross-check on Fullerton. Now, this is going to raise some eyebrows here. Is he going to have to come off the field? His Queener's in the box now, looking like he's ready to come back in the game. But he won't have to serve the penalty. Looks like they're going to give the penalty to... No, it is on Fullerton. They're just going to have somebody else serve. We're under 45 seconds here as Chesapeake goes on the first man advantage of the game. You got Ben Hunt, Strebel, Jack Rice, Jovan Miller, Ben Rubior, and Matt McCready's holding down the crease here on man up. Chesapeake moving the ball around. Strebel just drops the ball. At some point, someone's going to say, Strebel, are you able to play every week? I mean, this guy's been in the league since it started. I think his 14th year. He's got to start to get worn down a little bit near this summer heat. Chesapeake, you know, gets the ball here. They're going to take a timeout with 12 seconds left. Don't know if they'll put more time on the clock, as it looked like it was 14 when the whistle blew. But Chesapeake's going to look to get something going here before the quarter ends.
Hi, this is Stan Ross with the Florida Launch, talking to you live on the Florida Radio Lacrosse Network.
That's your head coach, Florida Launch head coach, Stan Ross. I talked to Stan before the game, talked about what was one of the most important things going into today's game. First thing he mentioned was hydration, and he, you know what? He's right. It is hot out here. It's 91 degrees here at the stadium. With the humidity, it feels like 97. And, you know, when you got guys wearing lacrosse equipment with helmets, gloves, elbow pads, the whole nine, it can be really hot. These guys are, you know, staying hydrated. I'm sure I know the Florida Launch had a nice meal at Mangini's last night. And I'm sure they had plenty of water being pumped into their system last week. And Chesapeake looks like they're just going to kill the clock here as the quarter winds down. They're feet of the crease. McCready's wide open, and they'll score. You know, I thought they were going to concede there as Strebel was on the bench. Ben Hunt's sitting down on the bench. You don't really see players sitting down. I don't know if Ben's receiving any sort of treatment. He's taking a cup of water now. It could just be massive dehydration. Somebody today is going to be dealing with cramps. I can promise you that. It is so warm outside and sticky. It feels like it's middle of July here in Florida. It doesn't always get this hot and sticky this early in the summer, this late in the spring, whatever you want to call it. But it's 5-3 here, Bayhawks, with 5 seconds left on the clock, as they'll face it off one more time in this quarter, and ball will probably just hang out. Ball's going to pop loose. Florida will win the faceoff, so they'll at least have that to throw on the stat book. And that is the end of the first quarter here. Bayhawks 5, Florida Launch 3. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back here on the Lacrosse Radio Network with InsideLacrosseWeTrust.com. About underway here in the second quarter. I did get some name checks on that. Looks like Bobby Lawrence is not wearing is wearing 37 today. Joe Muir is our third defenseman, wearing 57 today. Normally in his number 8 jersey. Don't know what Joe did with it. You know, I'm noticing still Ben Hunt still receiving some sort of treatment on the sideline. Fullerton's going to remain in the game for the launch. Queener's going to be a cheerleader. He's got his gloves, helmets off, stick off. He's clapping on the sideline. He's riled up. I know that guy likes to be in the game. Looks like he'll have to watch from the sideline. I'm not really sure what happened. It looks like a knee. No ice on it now, but we'll see. Robarge wins the faceoff to himself. Being followed by Casey Powell. Powell gets a few whacks on him, and then Robarge carries over the midfield line. Chesapeake looking like they're looking to fill the shoes at the faceoff. They did draft Charlie Raffa, a standout faceoff specialist for the University of Maryland, so he won't have to travel far to when he joins the Bayhawks in a few weeks here. Four weeks left here on the NCAA season if you're taking the long route, which is the route everybody wants to take. They want to be there Memorial Day weekend playing in the Final Four. And that's what they'll be working for. Florida Launch, look for Lyle Thompson will join the team as the number one pick in the 2015 draft. Lyle will certainly add some sparks to that attack that already has Powell, already has McArdle, already has Cunningham. He can only help. Florida Launch here. Chesapeake sloppy with the ball there, threw the ball away, and Florida's going to sub in their first midfield line. Florida out here with their second midfield line. Clancy wearing 33. Gosney, Cameron Lau Gosney playing offensive midfield with Steven Brooks. Kieran McArdle pushes to GLE, tries to force a shot and gets saved by Fiorito. He'll clear easily. Jeff Reynolds jogs the ball over the midfield line. He'll move the ball to Strebel coming out of the box, and Jeff will head for the box to get their third midfielder on, who is Jovan Miller. They're going to use Colin Dunster here to fill Ben Hunt's shoes in the first midfield as Ben was being tended to by the trainer. Ben looks like he's ready to go now. He's standing in the box. Jovan Miller carries behind, feeds. He fed that ball to an attackman. Looks like Pelion, who fed one more to Dunster, stuffed on the crease by Fullerton. Fullerton's stepped in and been a pretty good backup goalie here thus far in the early going. Duncan Clancy out of the box, first-year player out of Jacksonville, will clear the ball. He'll carry in, and he's going to rip one left-handed. He flies out over the bar and into the seats of the stadium. McArdle there to back it up. McArdle moves the ball to Casey Powell. Casey dodges from his left to his right. Gets to 5-5 with his right. Catches a double team. Didn't see it coming. Ball's loose. He's on the ground. And Duncan Clancy was running to the box to sub and didn't realize the ball was right on the ground behind him. Ran right past it. Chesapeake will take over. Dan Burns moves the ball to McCready's, and Burns heads off as Strebel heads back on. Ben Hunt was halfway on the field and somebody called him off. He turned right back around and Reynolds is back out on the field. Not sure if they're holding Ben out, but nonetheless, Reynolds carries behind, moves the ball to Rubiar, moves the ball one more. Reynolds moves the ball to Strebel. Strebel looking to dodge. Not really going anywhere. Moves the ball to McCready's. McCready's fires right into the stick of Fullerton. Garbage goal picked up by Rice. Fullerton couldn't get it. Couldn't gather the ball in his stick as the shot kind of jammed him, popped loose. The ball popped up in the air. He tried to grab it. Jack Rice snuck in there and said, thank you very much. And he'll dunk his first goal of the game. The Bayhawks doubling up the Florida Launch right now. 6-3, 11 minutes to go in the second. Chesapeake wins the faceoff. They'll get Jovan Miller. They'll get Dunster. And they'll get McCready's back out of the box. So still no Ben Hunt. It's got to scare head coach Dave Cottle. You already got a short staff team. McCready's dodges right to his left, right past the long pole in Poppleton. And he'll score with his left hand. Hawks running away here, 7-3. Taking it to the Launch right now. 10:17 to go here. Florida wins the draw, and then that was important to win that draw. 10 minutes left here. Ricci gets the ball. Florida's looking for a good possession here. They got to get back into this game. They got nothing going right now. McArdle has the ball at X. He carries to the goal line, extended and above. Gets to 5-5. Moves the ball to Brooks, who's a huge left-handed rip, and buries it to the far side. Florida Launch will come and celebrate as McArdle is limping his way to the huddle. He looks like he's in some sort of pain. Wonder if he'll shake that off. He's a tough kid from Ronkonkoma, New York. The St. John's product. He really took the league by storm last year. He's rookie of the year last year. He finished with 54 points in his rookie season. Had 34 goals. You know, he had 16 assists. Came in late on the year. Had 4 goals last week. I'm sure he'll get on the scoring column at some point today. Just a kid you kind of don't want to see him in a different jersey if you're the Florida Launch. And I think that'd be a smart decision to keep him here in yellow. Of course, his counterpart, Casey Powell, 39 years old. Kieran's only 22 years old. Average age here for the Launch is 27 years old. Casey being the oldest, 39-year-old. And Kieran actually being the youngest player on the team at 22 years old. Brooks here carries nice little hitch stop. Brooks has 2 in a row, and it's 7-5 here. The launcher, starting to play a little bit. Steven Brooks is a great player. I mean, you start seeing him wind up with his left hand, and you want nothing just to get out of the way. And when he face dodges you like that and goes right by you, and now he's getting even closer. I mean, he's automatic. He's a great player. It's a great pickup for the Launch to get him last year, along with the addition of David Earl in the middle of last season. He's only going to help this team. They got a young midfield group. Lots of new faces in there. Lau Gosney's brother's now playing with the team. You got Brennan Mangan, who wasn't on the team, didn't play any of all last year. Just a young team, and Brooks is the guy that's going to bring them all together up there at the midfield line. Great player he is at a Syracuse University. Ben Ruby are playing in his 71st career Bayhawks game. That's good enough for third all time. Looks like you got Kyle Dixon and Sean Nadelin tied with 95 career games for the Bayhawks over a 6-year span for Dixon. And Nadelin was there for 10 years from when they started in 01. Then you got Marinchek, 79 games from 01-07. Matt Abbott, will be playing in his 75th game when he rejoins the team. And Ben at 70. Ben Ruby is really impressed. He's got 143 total points for the Bayhawks. He passed Mark Fry's record of 142 after last week's performance. He's got Gary Gate in front of him. Another 40 or so points for Ben Ruby. And he'll be passing Gary Gate on the all-time Bayhawks franchise points record. Some pretty decent names with the Bayhawks. You got when you had guys like Mark Millen, Kyle Dixon, Gary Gate, Danny Gladding, Mark Fry, guys like them. When they're in your franchise, you know they're gonna boost the points, gonna boost the records a little bit, make it a little tougher for you guys younger guys to get there. We're back underway here. As the Bayhawks took a timeout there, starting to feel a little bit of a stress after Florida Launch scores 2 in a row, Brooks scores 2 in a row, and 7-5 here with 8:30 to go and counting, as the Bayhawks do win the faceoff, and they've got Strebel, McCready's, and Colin Dunster out on the field, matched up against Lau Gosney. That's Roman Lau Gosney, not to be confused with Cameron Lau Gosney, which I've been doing quite a bit here. Dunster dodges to his right, throws across the crease to McCready's, whose defender, I'm pretty sure, was just twiddling his stick and not paying attention, because that ball went over two guys on Florida Launch's head, two guys on the Bayhawks' head, all the way across crease to McCready's, who just caught, wound up, fired, shot, score. It's 8-5, Chesapeake Bayhawks with 8:06 left in the first. So the teams will face off again. Referees got them set. It's Costa Beale against Poppleton. Poppleton will win that faceoff because of a hold from Costa Beale. He'll dish the ball to Cameron Lau Gosney. Carries the ball to McArdle. The others are subbing. Duncan Clancy back out onto the field with Brooks. Duncan Clancy's a big boy, as I mentioned. This is his opening game here for the Florida Launch from Jacksonville University. If you may not have seen him before, I mean, you can't miss him now. He's big. He's a big kid. Dodging hard, playing hard here today. As he'll take the ball, he'll swing it through the top to Cameron Lau Gosney. Gosney able to corral that. Gosney dodging on Burns, shakes right to right. Really had Burns going in the opposite direction and sailed the shot over the top crossbar. Powell backs up the shot. Powell takes a pick. Double teamed again. He runs out of trouble. He's got Spallina on him. Nobody wants Spallina on him, as he's a workhorse, that guy. Powell tries to force in a feed. Ball's knocked to the turf. Dan Burns picks it up, and he'll move it to his goalie, and they'll clear the ball. The Bayhawks, that is. They'll clear the ball. Runs a little give and go there. No, that's over. Burns his head to McCready's. McCready's will one man clear it himself. McCready's carries over midfield, turns to the box. He's got Jovan Miller and, much to the delight of the Bayhawks, Ben Hunt back out on the field. Hunt dodges to his left hand. The midfielders will clear out of his way. He moves the ball to Rubio. Rubio moves the ball back to Ben Hunt. Ben Hunt's moving in his left hand, rolls back to his right, moves to McCready's at the top of the crease. McCready's dodge, split dodge, right to left. Lost his defender, lost his step. Ben Hunt tried to shoot it, and that ball just never really came out of his stick. I'm not sure if it got checked or if Ben's still a little under the weather from whatever the trainers were looking at. I'm sure he'll try to get off the field. That shot didn't look normal. There wasn't any pepper on that shot. Ben's a big kid. He usually has no shortage of putting some fire behind the ball, and he just wasn't able to do it on that shot. McArdle moves the ball to X to Powell. Powell moves the ball back to him as the Florida Launcher subbing their midfielders in through the box. Steven Brooks, Cameron Lau Gosney. And Brandon Mangan. Mangan carries the ball at X. He moves to Lau Gosney. Gosney moves it to Brooks. One more to Cunningham. One more to Kieran McArdle. McArdle has the ball in his comfortable left spot. Goes to X. He'll dodge to his left. Gets the GLE. Turns fire. Shot wide. That ball is going to be backed up by Cameron Lau Gosney. Yeah. No. They'll give the ball to Spallina there. Or Nicky Polanco. I'm sorry. That's not Spallina. Spallina's out of the league. I referenced Spallina before as wearing the 41 with the long socks. Always looks like Spallina. But it's Nicky Polanco. He'll move the ball to Dunster. Dunster will carry as the Bayhawks are slow out of the box. Jovan Miller carrying here on LaPierre. He dodges to his left, carries, steps inside the two-point shot, lets one go with his left hand, and sails that over the crease. Looked like a possession shot there. Nico Pontrello starting on attack today for Matt Donosky at Loyola University. Has the ball and carries it, moves the ball to Dunster. Dunster carries from the top. little split dodge left to right down the left alley all the way to the X. He's harassed by Tucker Durkin. Durkin rolls back and, or I'm sorry, Dunster rolls back and moves the ball to Rubio. Rubio fires and misses wide. Shots backed up by Pete Pouliot. Pouliot dodges right away at Joe Muir, right by him and stuffed by Fullerton. Muir wearing number 57 today, usually in his number 8 jersey. Guess they couldn't find that one today, and so he'll be wearing 57 as he plays a little trick on the broadcast booth. Durkin now looking to clear it. He'll move the ball over to Fullerton, who moves the ball to Joe Muir, who throws it over the midfield line to LaPierre. LaPierre moves the ball back to Brendan Mencken, who hits Stephen Brooks coming out of the box. Stephen Brooks carries down the right alley, moves to Kieran McArdle, who force feeds the crease to Cunningham, who couldn't handle it. Casey Powell was able to pick up the loose ball, and he was knocked to the turf. And the Bayhawks will regain possession. Ben Rubier settles the ball. Strebel comes out of the box, and he'll throw him the ball. Ben Hunt now carrying down the right. He's pressured from Roman Laugazny. Ben Hunt gets past and moves across the crease to Jack Rice. Jack Rice a little far out of his reach. That brought him underneath GLE as he wasn't able to shoot. He turns backside and moves to McCready's. McCready's dodges quickly from his left to his right. Down the right-handed alley, rolls back for Strebel. Strebel rips a two-handed shot, and that's corralled and saved by Fullerton. Fullerton now clearing up the far sideline to Reed Acton and Cameron Laugazny. Reed followed over the midfield line as Chesapeake was not getting back on defense, but he'll turn around and run back across the midfield line as McArdle settles the ball in the corner. McArdle moves the ball up to Duncan Clancy. Duncan still looking for his first major league point. Clancy and Mangan play catch, and Clancy will look to dodge. Dodging on Jeff Reynolds. Bulldodging now. He's going to step in with his right, force feed the crease to Mangan, who can't catch it. Cunningham tried to run by with the ground ball, but that ball's picked up by Chris Hips. Chris, a 6'4 defenseman out of Duke University, getting some time today. He moves it over the midfield line and throws back to Matt Strebel. Strebel will hold the ball as Chesapeake looks to... Now, defenseman Bernhardt backdoored his defender. Bernhardt looked like he was running to the midfield line. The Florida Launch defenseman, or short stick offensive guy, who wanted to get off the field with him, got a little bit happy feet, went in front of him. Bernhardt just turned around and caught the ball back from Strebel and stepped inside the two-point line and just buried one high to high past Fullerton. We're going to have a timeout here as the Bayhawks run their lead back to 4-9-5, minute 30 left in the half here on the Lacrosse Radio Network. Launch fans making some noise here as we approach halftime. Bayhawks do have the lead here, 9-5, with a minute 30 left in the half. Teams traded goals here in the early going. Launch got out to a 3-1 lead. The Bayhawks rallied back, took the lead back 7-3 from them. Following that, the Launch answered with two goals from them. Made it 7-5, and the Hawks have responded with two goals of their own, making it 9-5 here. And Rombarge controls another faceoff, but he's got the ball popped loose by P.T. Ricci. Ricci catches the scoops up the ground ball, moves it behind the back to Poppleton, who was on the faceoff. Poppleton will carry the ball across towards the box and moves the ball to Brooks. Steven Brooks now with the ball will settle as Costabile matches up on him. And he'll gather the troops from the box. Brooks moves the ball to X. Here's, we're under a minute to go to Powell. Powell moves the ball to McArdle. McArdle will quickly dodge, gets the GLE, tries to force another shot. He stepped in the crease. The Bayhawks have possession nonetheless. Burns looking to force it. The issue, he moves it to Reynolds. Reynolds is coming down on a 4-on-3 the other way. The launch can get back if they hurry, and they do. And the Bayhawks will pull it out. Ben Rubier has the ball on his stick and on his left side of the attack as he carries up and moves the ball to Matt McCready's. McCready's had some first half. McCready's is a great player, and he has had some success down here against Florida. He had 5 points in last year's game, and Strebel dodges from right to left down the alley. TJ Kemp doesn't put a hand on him, and he fires one, buries it high to low, and Strebel shows that he still has it. As the Bayhawks have now doubled up Florida Launch once again, and we're at 10-5 now. Bayhawks run their lead to 5, biggest lead of the game. 18 seconds left to go in the first half. Christopher Matties will take a faceoff against CJ Costabile here to end the faceoff, end the first half. And if you're the Florida Launch, you just want to get something here at the end. Even if it's a goal or not, you want something. You want some sort of positive impact to go in the halftime. They really haven't done much aside from getting the first goal of the game and getting off to a good start, you know, responding when down a goal, running it up to 3-1. But here's 12 seconds. They'll control the ball, and they're going to have to hurry. LaPierre looking to move the ball to Kieran McArdle. 7 seconds left. I wonder if he sees it. He carries to X, and he's going to force roll back, and he can't find find a crevice in the goalie's edge. End of the first half here. Chesapeake Bayhawks 10, Florida Launch 5 here at FAU Stadium at the campus of Florida Atlantic University. It's got to only be getting warmer down for those guys. I'm sure they'll be happy to head to the tunnel for a little halftime break. And we'll be back after this here on the Lacrosse Radio Network. And the Bayhawks and the Launch are exiting the locker room and taking the field here for the second half here, which we're under 5 minutes from the faceoff. First half stats, it's mostly from Matt McCready's. Matt McCready's 4 goals and an assist here in the first half. Steven Brooks has a hat trick already today with an assist. And really, faceoffs have looked like predominantly dominated by the Bayhawks. Bayhawks have won most of the faceoffs here today, and it's really showing on the scoreboard, maintaining possession of the ball. A few sloppy turnovers in the early going, but really have not made a mess of it like the Florida Launch have. Florida Launch need a little bit more production out of here, the midfielders in the second half, if they're going to look to get back into the score here. Again, Chesapeake Bayhawks 10, Florida Launch 5. We'll be back in a few minutes here on the Lacrosse Radio Network. And welcome back here to FAU Stadium as the officials are set, players are set, goalies are set, and we're ready for our third quarter to begin. We'll be underway here in just a moment as the officials are making sure that everything's straight with the clock. And we're set here for the third period faceoff, and we're underway. Again, we thank you so much for joining us here on the La Crosse Radio Network. Here at Inside La Crosse, we trust. We'll be bringing you every home game here for the Florida launch here on Radio Play-by-Play and by clicking the Listen Live button or visiting sfmsports.com. Chesapeake will gain control of the opening faceoff all the way back in their zone. Goalkeeper Fiorito moves the ball to Dan Burns as he carries across the midfield line, throws to Kyle Sweeney. Sweeney looks to sub as he moves through the crease. Rubier moves the ball behind to Duncan Clancy. I'm sorry, that wasn't Duncan Clancy. That was Nico Pontrello. Nico Pontrello is getting his first start. Chesapeake's offsides on their first play of the game. Florida launch will regain possession of the ball. I want to thank everybody who made this broadcast happen today. Marissa Ngimi from In La Crosse We Trust, SFM Sports, and Scott Bodenweber. Special thanks to him for supplying the software for today's broadcast. Big shout out to the Bodenweber family. Griffin and Tyler, I know they're sitting by listening. As the launch get their offensive midfielders out, and Casey Powell dodges from GLE above the crease, gets a pick from Cameron Laugazin, gets a second pick from Stephen Brooks, and carries all the way through. Shakes the double team. Nicky Polanco is on him like white on rice, and the ball pops loose. Picked up behind from Duncan Clancy, the launch newcomer out of Jacksonville. Duncan gets a 5-on-5, rolls back, gets a good slide from Nicky Polanco, and they got them on a shot clock violation. McCready's out of the box, dodges from his left to his right, moves to Jovan Miller, who forces the pass to Jack Rice across the crease. Jack Rice shoots, saved by Fullerton. Ball's picked up by Tucker Durkin. Durkin runs the ball over the midfield line, tries to backhand one to Kieran McArdle. McArdle's able to corral the ball. McArdle moves the ball to Cameron Laugazny, who dodges from his right to his left down the left-handed alley, guarded by Jovan Miller. Jovan Miller gets him to roll back, and the Florida launch will settle with TJ Kemp, Brendan Megan, and Cameron Laugazny as their offensive midfielders. Kieran McArdle has the ball now, moves the ball back through the top of the midfield, circles to Cunningham on the right, 5-on-5, steps out to about 7-on-7 off a pick, off a downstream from Cameron Laugazny, steps over the top of it. Polanco tried to go under it, and he shot it wide right of the cage, so the ball's backed up from Kieran McArdle. McArdle now dodging, backing down his defender. Almost a GLE again. McArdle likes to try to slide the ball in through those small crevices in the defense. You always hear, take one more step. I think McArdle's going to have to take one more step if he wants to find the back of the net today. Chesapeake will regain possession of the ball with McCready's, as Colin Dunster and Matt Strebel will come out of the box. Dunster has the ball on his stick. Chesapeake really looking to slow things down here. When the 5-goal lead in this heat, you just want to settle things. Dunster dodging back and forth, and he just went down to the right alley, rolled back to his left, moved in a little bit closer. LaPierre kept giving him space, rolled back to his right and realized, I'm at 7 yards. I'm just going to throw this ball right over Fullerton's shoulder, which he did. Ball's in the back of the net. Bayhawks 11, launch 5. 10:57 here to go in the third period. So the Bayhawks doing their part and picking up where they left off, and they score quickly to start the third period. Poppleton and Rumbarge will fight one out. Ricci picks up the ground ball. By himself, scores. Fast break, no slide because he's a long pole, and P.T. Ricci will make them pay, and he scores the goal for the Florida Launch. 6-11 now, as the Bayhawks lead is only 5 with 10:42 left in the third period. It's where it's going to start for the Florida Launch. I mean, they're going to have to score in transition. They're going to have to win some of these faceoffs. They're going to get back into this game because their 6-on-6 play has looked less than you know, impressive here. It's kind of all just coming from their attackman. And McArdle mentioned in the pregame that it can't be one guy dodging and five guys watching. It's really what it's been, aside from the transition goals. And Poppleton will win another faceoff. Second midfielder's out for the Florida Launch. Duncan Clancy will take a run at Dan Burns. Dodges right to left. Gets inside the two-point line, turns back, and moves it back out. Brooks and McArdle play a little two-man game. Finds Cameron Lau-Gosney wide open on the crease. Cameron catches the pass, misses the cage wide left, backed up by Powell. Powell quick off the restart, as he likes to do. Dodges right at Nicky Polanco. Now backing him down, looking for a crossfield pass to Brooks. Brooks grips from right inside the two-point line. It's popcorn for the goalie, Fiorito. And Chesapeake will clear. And they do. Sweeney over the midfield line, tosses the ball to Jeff Reynolds, and Reynolds will carry to his right. Again, nobody on him. Chesapeake midfielders have dodged down the right alley on numerous occasions and not gotten a stick on them, a body on them. Nobody's laying lumber, and they're just taking the open shots, taking them what the defense is giving them. I'm sure Coach Stan Ross for the Florida Launch isn't happy about how many looks they've got just coming down a right alley. Simple dodge. Nico Ponchello comes around the left. Gets to almost 5-5. Tries to whip one around. And misses wide. Ball's backed up by Jovan Miller. Jovan Miller would dodge right to Chris LaPierre, who moves the ball to Nico Ponchello. Swings it to Matt Strebel. Strebel will sit. Look at the crease. Take a look and move it now to McCready's. McCready's dodges right to right. McCready's gets in there close as he's bothered by the long pole for Florida Launch. Poppleton. Or, I'm sorry, that's Joe Mierer. McCready's shoots a two-pointer, stopped by Fullerton. Fullerton outlets to Durkin. Durkin's got nowhere to go, as McCready's has some pretty good wheels, and he can't just run around him. He rolls all the way back and throws the ball back to Fullerton. Fullerton will clear the easy way with Brooks. Brooks carries in down the right alley. Gets a screen from McArdle. He won't need it. Rolls back. Throws to Brendan Mangan. Who transfers the ball to Cameron Lau-Gosney. Lau-Gosney, a nice little over-the-head dodge to his left. Shot saved by Fiorito. Fiorito outlets to Jovan Miller. Jovan Miller will jog across the midfield line. Numbers, if they got it, Costabile steps inside the two-point zone and just rips one low on Fullerton. Launcher being lazy on defense, and I'll tell you what, you're gonna take a loss that, you know, keep playing defense like that, you're not going to be successful. It's 12-6 here. Bayhawks are up. 7.5 to go. We'll be back here on the Lacrosse Radio Network. And we're back here at FAU Stadium. As I mentioned in the pregame, Chesapeake's coming off of their week two win, after a week one bye. against the Florida Launch, 12-8. And if you're wondering why Chesapeake was able to come out so quick, hear words from Dave Cottle before the game.
I would say that last week I thought Florida really outplayed us in the first quarter, and Tyler Ferrito kept us in there. And it was 1-1 at the end of the first quarter, but I thought it could have been 4 or 5-1. Then from the middle of the second quarter on, I thought we played a lot smarter. We had better shot clock possession. I think this game is going to be one. If we got to win a transition game going from defense to offense. We got to play smart on the shot clock. We had a lot of success inverting against them. We'll see if we can still have the same, some wrinkles into what we did last week. And we have to be the best defensive team on the field. And we held 8 goals last week, but one of them was scored by a shorty, one of them was scored by a goal. And we struggled a little bit with the two-man game, the pick down low, and we've got to do a better job playing that. So we worked on it, so we should be a little better at it.
Possess the ball better and really work on shot clocks. And you know, you heard it there from Coach Dave Cottle himself. He said Florida really dominated the game last week in the early going, and Fiorito kept them in it. And it's been nothing but the same this week, aside from being outplayed. I think Chesapeake has come out a lot stronger, been a lot faster, been really good possessions. They have been the best team on defense thus far, as it's 12-6 here. Florida does win the faceoff coming out of that timeout. With 7 minutes 15 seconds left in the third period, Florida will clear the ball with Reed Acton as he looks for Duncan Clancy, and they'll clear it no problem. Yeah, I mean, you know, Cottle mentioned it. He said he there must have been some fire in the locker room because they said they got outplayed. And you don't beat a team typically when you outplay them. Or when you're outplayed by them, but the Bayhawks did, and they responded. Rubio was great, and team defense is pretty good. And again, here Casey Palach has a forced one behind the back, and the shot wouldn't have even made it to the net. And goalie Fiorito just picked it right up and clears the ball to Dan Burns, and they move it down to Rubio, and he'll settle ball behind with Sweeney, who's a long stick behind. I don't know what he's doing back there. He'll move the ball. He'll move the ball back to Nico Pontrello, and then Sweeney will head for the box. Coming out of the box for him is Ben Hunt. So you got Ben Hunt, Matt Strebel, and Colin Dunster here, the midfield tandem for the Bayhawks. Nico Pontrello dodging to his left hand. He's at the 5-5, really backing down Joe Muir. Muir gets help from Tucker Durkin. Ball swung through the top. One more from Strebel to Rice. Rice shoots, saved with a foot save from Fullerton. Ball's popped loose. Goosed along to TJ Kemp. TJ Kemp scoops it up, and he'll run across the midfield line. Early feed to Casey Powell. Casey Powell rips low and misses wide. Ball's backed up from Kieran McArdle. The Launch type just can't find the cage, you know, as much as they'd like to right now. I'm sure a lot of these shots, and looks like, you know, these are typically, they score off these types of chances, and they're just not able to do so today. Still 12-6 here, 5:15 to go in the third period. TJ Kemp, Cameron Lau Gosney, and Stephen Brooks, the midfield unit. Nice little two-man game from Gosney and McArdle. Great little two-man game. Gosney approached McArdle as he gave him the ball. It looked like he was going to give him a little screen, and he just jumped off the screen, ran to the crease. McArdle flipped a little pass over his defender. Nice little head fake from Cameron Lau Gosney, and the score is now 12-7 with 5:04 to go in the third period. And if you're the Launch, you're going to get back in this game. You know this run's got to start soon. If this isn't the beginning of it, I mean, you got to get to it. You got to start getting after it. Got to get in the double digits, you know, if you want to win games here in Major League Lacrosse. So they'll send Chris Matties out for a faceoff against Rumbarge, and the ball is controlled right now by Matties. We'll see who gets the ground ball. Dan Burns is on it. Dan Burns looking to scoop the ball into his stick. He's unable to do so. Launch out the ball, have numbers if they hurry, and they will. Powell dodges, goes behind the back, looks for a little nice little feed to McArdle. That ball is going to go off McArdle's stick and out of bounds, and the Bayhawks will gain possession. Bernhardt Carrion throws it to the middle of the field where Dan Burns is unaccompanied. Jovan Miller now Carrion as McCready's joins him along with Ben Hunt in the midfield. Nico Ponchiello, Jack Rice, and Ben Rubio are the attackmen for Chesapeake. And great little cut by Jack Rice from X right in front of the crease, right in front of Fullerton. And if you're a goalie, that's just got to bother you. You know, the guy just comes, not no one's paying attention. He runs right to the face of the mouth of the crease, and he just turns and buries it. And back up to a six-point lead here with 3:56 left in the third period. 13-7 here, Chesapeake Bayhawks. We're going to take a media timeout, and we'll be back in just a minute on the La Crosse Radio Network. We're back here at FAU Stadium, just under 4 minutes to go in the third period. The Bayhawks do lead the Florida Launch 13-7. The Florida Launch are beginning their home slate here against Chesapeake Bayhawks at FAU Stadium. After these two teams clashed in Annapolis last weekend, the Launch will be looking for redemption on their home field. Here today, it's been they haven't got the you know, the wish that they wanted. McCardle's looking to build off four goals from last week. He doesn't have any. Brooks has played well. He has a hat trick. And McCready's, I interviewed Matt McCready's after this game, or after Chesapeake won here last year. Joe Walters and McCready's played great, and Joe Walters isn't joining them this year, but McCready's has picked up right where he left off, and he's got four goals and an assist here. Chesapeake will send out their first midfield line, McCready's, Dunster, and Ben Hunt. Ben Hunt, nice cut, Ben Hunt. Caught somebody sleeping. Caught LaPierre sleeping, as it looked like Ben Hunt was just going to take the crease, but he took a lot more than that, as he got a step on Chris LaPierre. McCready's hit him in stride. Or, I'm sorry, that was Dunster that fed him in stride. And Dunster's in the box score. Ben Hunt's in the box score today as well. And we'll take another draw here. 14-7 lead for the Bayhawks. We're approaching 3 minutes here in the third period. Cunningham had a chance there as the ball trickled all the way down into the attack line, right over Cunningham's stick. It was just him in the last line of defense there for the Bayhawks was Fiorito in the goal, but Cunningham couldn't put the ball on his stick in the Bayhawks control, and they'll move the ball across the midfield line with Bernhardt. He moves it down the alley to Nico Ponchiello. Nico Ponchiello, like I said, as I mentioned earlier, 5'11 attackman out of Loyola University, making his debut here. As Matt Danowski and Matt Abbott do not make the trip for the Bayhawks. You know, Danowski's got ACC championship game going on against Notre Dame. He's the assistant head coach to his father, John Danowski, at Duke University. Matt Abbott, I'm not sure who Matt's coaching, but he must be doing something for him not to make a trip here with the Bayhawks. You know, it's going to take a lot for him to miss a game. But those two guys are not. The Bayhawks have had no problem. I think the Bayhawks are a good team to beat. The Long Island Lizards look like they're a team to beat. The New York Lizards, I apologize, missaid that. They used to be the Long Island Lizards, now the New York Lizards. And the Bayhawks will come back out with Strebel, Jovan Miller, and McCready's. McCready's hasn't missed a shit. I think Ben Hunt and Ben Hunt has been used to fill when Strebel's not able to go. As Strebel's, you know, as I mentioned, he's a veteran. He probably doesn't get take every shift. But McCreadys has had to do a lot of work today with a lot of those guys missing. He rolls, dodges to his left, rolls back for Strebel. Strebel rips one inside the two-point line, misses wide. Ball's backed up by Nico Ponchiello. Ponchiello gets a 5-5, looks to turn and fire. He misses wide. Backed up again to Rubior. Rubior notices the shot clock running down, dumps the ball into the corner. Smart play from Rubior. And the launch will be forced to clear the ball. Lau Gosney carries over midfield line. Under 30 seconds to go here in the third period, as Kiernan McArdle looks to make something happen. He dodges to his right hand, shoots and fires, misses the ball wide, as Bernhardt got his stick in there at the last second. Polanco guarding Powell off the restart. Polanco all over Casey Powell. Powell finally gets his hand free, shoots one low, ball stopped by hits his own man, Brooks. And if you're Casey Powell, you just got to be frustrated. I think the ref's telling Polanco, here, you gotta settle down now, son, and Polanco doesn't want to hear any of it. And the third quarter horn will sound as the Bayhawks keep their lead right now, 14-7. We'll be back after this for our fourth and final quarter here in the season series for the Chesapeake Bayhawks and the Florida Launch here on the La Crosse Radio Network. Almost ready here for our fourth quarter faceoff to begin, as Chris Matties and Stephen Rombarge as we'll take the face here in a moment as we wait for the TV media to step off the field. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the La Crosse Radio Network. The La Crosse Radio Network is the flagship online station for the Florida Launch, Charlotte Hounds, Continental Indoor Lacrosse League, and the President's Cup. Click the Listen Live button on inlacrossewetrust.com to tune in now. And the Launch are going to need a big quarter here in the fourth quarter to come back if they're going to have anything to say about the Bayhawks' early and often lead here. Face-off guys are set, and we'll wait for the referee's whistle, and we'll be underway here. The launch will typically have nine MLL All-Stars here as the Launch gain possession of the opening fourth quarter face-off, and Matties moves the ball down to Powell. Powell is one of eight other All-Stars on the team last year. Brooks was an All-Star. Kevin Cunningham was an All-Star. Tucker Durkin was an All-Star. David Earl, Adam Fullerton, Stephen Keough, Casey Powell, Brett Queener, and P.T. Ricci have all been All-Stars in the years prior. The Launch currently have six players that have been playing in the MLL for more than 5 years, including Powell, Queener, Brooks, and Fullerton. Those guys are the veterans of the team for certain. As the Launch lose control of the lose possession, and Dan Burns carries the ball over the midfield line, moves to Jeff Reynolds. Burns will sub. Reynolds moves the ball to McCreadys, and Reynolds will sub. McCreadys, Strebel, and Ben Hunt are the midfield unit for the Bayhawks. As they'll look to add on to their 7-goal lead, Ben Hunt dodges to his right down the alley, moves to McCreadys. McCreadys feeds the crease. Stuffed by Fullerton. Great save on Jack Rice there, who had the ball and threw one too many fakes. Got stuffed by Fullerton. Reed Acton picks up the ball, moves it ahead to P.T. Ricci. Ricci, the long pole, carries over the midfield line. Turns back to Stephen Brooks, and Ricci will head off the field. Brooks, Clancy, and Cameron Lau-Gosny will be the midfield unit for the launch. Moves the ball to McArdle. McArdle looking to make something happen. Matched up by Bernhardt. Carries across to the left. Sneaks a left-handed shot. Shot. He shoots. He scores. Keenan McArdle. Finally in the box score today. McArdle off 4 goals last week. Finally gets 1 today. He's had a quiet day. It's 14-8 now. Chesapeake Bayhawks in front with 13:08 to go in the fourth quarter. McArdle just trying to make something happen. Looks like he was ready to get the ball out of his stick and said, you know what, maybe I'm going to carry on a little longer. Carried across the front of the defense and found a good area to shoot from and just whipped one low to low past the goaltender Fiorito. I'm sure Tyler Fiorito wishes he could have that back. Tyler Fiorito. Fiorito out of Princeton University. First-year goaltender here for the Chesapeake Bayhawks. As the face-off's underway, and there's a bit of a stalemate here. Maddie's and Rumbard's pushing. Sweeney and Jovan Miller circling the wagons for the Bayhawks. Ball pops out to Roman Lau-Gosny. He maintains possession of the ball, and he'll carry into the zone, into the Florida launch offensive end. Moves the ball to a long pull there. That was... That looked like Joe Muir threw the ball over the top of the crease. McArdle now dodging again to his left. Sneaks another left-handed shot. He shoots. He scores past Jesse Bernhardt and Tyler Fiorito. And it is now 14-9. Launch getting closer and closer. Kieran McArdle trying to find his way into today's game. And, you know, never better late than never. Here for the Florida Launch as he's got 2 straight goals in his first 2 of the afternoon. Face off here with 12:04. One by Poppleton. He'll flip it back to PT Ricci. Ricci scoops the ground ball. Athletic play from him to get it to Tucker Durkin. He moves the ball to Chris LaPierre. And the launch will settle the ball on offense again. Now we're under the 12-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Launch down by 5, 14-9. Sending out Steven Brooks, Cameron Lau-Gosny, and the third out of the box. Looks like it's going to be Brandon Mengen as LaPierre makes his way to the box. And the launch will look for another one. Mangan's going to dodge here on Mark McNeil. McNeil pushes him down the left-handed alley. He rolls back for Lau-Gosny. Gosny transfers one more to Cunningham. Cunningham down the right-handed alley. Gets to GLE. Moves the ball behind to Casey Powell. Powell moves it along to Cameron Lau-Gosny. Dodges to his right. Gets his hand free. He shoots. He scores. Goal. Cameron Lau-Gosny off the feed from Casey Powell. And we got 3 in a row here for the Florida launch. 11 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 14-10. Now Chesapeake, the lead is only 4. Starting to click here on offense for the Florida launch. Dave Cottle is not going to call timeout yet. He's going to wait for the media timeout. He's going to save that one, it looks like, for a little bit later. Thinking his guys don't need it yet. Face-off set. Poppleton wins another one forward. Smartly move the ball behind to Bobby Lawrence. Bobby Lawrence, calling that name for the first time today, has been out there a few times on faceoffs. Has been able to get his hands on mitts on the ball. Going back to Kieran and McArdle. McArdle dodges. He scores. That's a goal. They're not going to call him in the crease. That is a goal. McArdle's got a hat trick in a matter of 2 minutes, and the launcher only down 3 here, 14-11, with 10:42 left to go. McArdle had a great little dodge there from on pretty much straddling goal line extended. But as I said, he likes to try to sneak those ball in small crevices, and it worked out well for him there. Dave Cottle has just thrown the red challenge flag. He's going to challenge that. I don't know what his beef is. If he thinks McArdle stepped in the crease before he went airborne, because the ball was certainly in the back of the net before before McCardle landed in the crease, which he did land in the crease. But as long as in the MLL, all that ball needs to do is cross the goal line, and it's a goal. So the referees will gather with the media crew on the far side of the field as they'll take another look from our cameras. In the meantime, we'll take a break here from Boca Raton, Florida, as the Bayhawks lead 14-11 here on the La Crosse Radio Network.
Hey, it's Cameron Leo Gosney. You're listening to Florida Launch Lacrosse, La Crosse Radio Network.
And that was Cameron Leo Gosney there with a little Lacrosse Radio Network plug for us. Cameron has had one of the four Florida Launch Lacrosse goals here on their little 4-0 scoring run. Down 14-7 with just over 13 minutes to go. Now it's only a 14-11 game with 10:42 left. So just in a matter of 2 minutes playing time here in the game, Florida Launch have scored four straight. Goes to show this game is a game of runs. And as Ben Hunt mentioned in the early pregame interview, if you didn't hear it, that's what he said, exactly that. That this is a game of runs, and we got to be a better team for 60 minutes. And that's what they're going to have to do. They've been the better team for the first 45 minutes of the play, but that doesn't win you a ball game here in Major League Lacrosse. You got to put together 60 minutes. The Hawks have kind of let go of their edge in the last few minutes. They'll look to regain possession of the ball here on the faceoff as they've lost four straight, and more importantly, regain control of this game. It looks like we're not going to have a faceoff here. Looks like I think the Bayhawks are going to win that challenge there. Wouldn't be surprised if they took a goal off the board here. They were getting ready to face off, and now the ball is being brought down to the lower right corner of the Bayhawks, and now a goal has gone off the scoreboard. So the Bayhawks do win the challenge, and it is back to a four-goal game, as McCardle must have stepped in the crease there. And the Bayhawks will look to clear here as they do get the ball over the midfield line to Dan Burns. Burns moves the ball to Nico Pontrello. Pontrello will settle the ball on his stick as Burns gets off the field. McCready's and Ben Hunt step on for the Chesapeake offense. Ben Hunt overthrows McCready's, but Rubier is there to back it up. Rubier moves it to Strebel. Strebel moves it to Hunt, dodging right to left down his left-hand alley. The Bayhawks are traveling left to right here on your radio dial here for the fourth quarter. And ball's behind with Nico Pontrello. Pontrello dodges to his left, rolls back to his right. He's got a step on his defender, looks, and he gets stuffed by Adam Fullerton. Fullerton makes a save, pulls the ball out to the X. Fullerton moves the ball across to Tucker Durkin, and they'll clear. Durkin moves across the field to Roman Lau Gosney. And Gosney lobs the ball down to McCardle. McCardle will quickly dodge at Bernhardt as he feels like he's kind of got the edge on him right now. Kieran McCardle is going to get a flag there on the far side from our far side official. Tony Williams, our official here at the close end of our field, threw a flag, and McCardle was slashed all the way at the other end of the field. Our official on that end did not see that flag, but Tony was there to throw the flag. So the Launch will take a man up here with 9:18 left, and they're gonna need to get some good shots here on this man up. get this game back to a three-goal game. As they thought they did pull it to three, but a Chesapeake challenge proved otherwise. So it's 14-10 here with 9:18 to go. The Launch will send out Mengen, Gosney, Powell, Cunningham, McCardle, and Brooks for the man up. And that'll be against Kyle Sweeney, CJ Costabile, Dan Burns, Chris Hips, and Nicky Polanco. The five for Chesapeake. Crossfield pass, Roman Lau Gosney mishandles the shot. And he's being harassed by Kyle Sweeney, who just back checks the ball from him and the ball rolls right out of bounds. I think the launcher hurting for man up a little bit. As you got Roman Lau Gosney out there, typically, or Cameron Lau Gosney out there on man up. Not known for his man advantage play. You know, he's a good offense, a good two-way middie, but the launcher just lacking a little bit with midfield depth as Dunster takes the pass from Rubier across field. Dunster will wait for Strebel out of the box. Strebel takes a headful of steam dodge from his right to his left, and he'll fire another one. That ball is deflected, looked like by a launch player in front. LaPierre wins the race to the ball with Strebel. LaPierre one more is to Joe Muir. Muir will run over the midfield line. He's got no numbers, so he'll look to settle. He moves the ball to a fellow long stick, PT Ricci, and they will both head to their respective areas. Casey Powell now with the ball at X. Sees Mengen coming out of the box with a step on his defender, Jeff Reynolds, but Joe Von Miller is there to help. Casey Powell got Polanco backed up at X. Tries a wraparound shot and to no avail. Casey Powell really hasn't gotten any good looks today. Kieran McCardle and Nicky Polanco are getting into it. I think Polanco just picked up a few flags there. A little loose ball action. I guess he didn't like what McCardle pushed him or slashed him, and he didn't like it. So he just kind of mauled the second-year star out of St. John's. McCardle lost his helmet in the process. Don't think we'll have offsetting penalties here. We're going to have a timeout regardless. We'll get the call. Stay on the air till we get the call from the officials as they're gathering. Four officials are gathering at the top of the key where the launch will take over on what should be a man up. Can't see why you'd penalize both teams. .719 here to go in the fourth quarter. Bayhawks still do have that four-goal lead, 14-10. The officials are done conjugating, and head official Roy Condon will head over to the box to settle things. And we'll wait for the call. Looks like we do have offsetting penalties here. Two unnecessary roughness penalties. Polanco is going to be locked in. Not sure if McCarlo is going to be locked in with an unnecessary roughness, but Polanco certainly picked up an unnecessary roughness. So this timeout taking a little bit longer than usual as the referees are we'll have to explain to one, Dave Cottle, and then secondly, Stan Ross is in disbelief as why their team picked up a penalty. So he doesn't feel like they were deserving of one. He'll let head official Roy Conan hear his displeasure. So we'll play five aside here for a couple minutes here with 7:19 to go. 5-on-5 lacrosse is probably just as good as 4-on-4 hockey. And we're underway with the ball on Casey Powell's stick, and he'll dodge immediately from X. He'll get a pick from Kevin Cunningham and get a switch. He's got Kyle Sweeney on him, runs off another screen. Now he's picked up CJ Costabile. He tries to go behind the back, one's reaching GLE. That ball will trickle all the way out of bounds, backed up by Cameron Lau-Gosney. Casey really forcing the issue here. He's not getting the shots he wants. He's taking his last two shots have been behind the back and not reached the net. Carrying across the top, Cameron Lau-Gosney moves to Stephen Brooks. Shot, he shoots, he scores. Stephen Brooks, just a simple little catch on the left wing. I don't think his defender realized how close he was to the net. Brooks just caught it, fired it, and that's a goal. It's 14-11, 6:47 to go in the fourth period. Stephen Brooks has 5 goals today. He's really impressed. He's been great. I think a little bit more midfield production. This certainly won't be the last regular season roster, as I mentioned earlier, with the NCAA draft and guys coming in, you're certainly going to lose some more guys. But I think Stephen Brooks will be a guy that won't be going anywhere this season. As Matties looks to win another faceoff, he gets a little push in the back from Costabile. He doesn't sell it well enough, and Jeff Reynolds runs through with the GB. Reynolds is not picked up by anybody, and he'll go right in. He shoots, he scores past Fullerton and back to a 4-goal lead, just 14 seconds off the faceoff. With 6:35 to go, the Bayhawks lead 15-11. So not exactly what the Launch wanted to do coming out of that last goal that they had to draw within 3. They give it right back real quick, and it's 15-11. We'll take another face-off. Looks like the Launch moved early. No, they're going to redraw. They're going to redraw here. The Launch did move early, but the referee was his good graces and is going to let him face off again. Costabile loses that one, but it doesn't matter. Matty's won the clamp, but his wing worked a little bit harder than P.T. Ricci was, and the Bayhawks get possession of the ball. McCready's hustling out of the box. Jovan Miller and Ben Hunt all hustling out of the box. The penalties have released as we're back to 6-on-6. Ben Hunt will match up against LaPierre. Dodges from right to left, moving across the top of the crease. Top of the cage, rolls back, loses his footing there. Tries to make a one-handed pass to McCready's. McCready's can't handle it. McCready's tries to swipe the ball behind to Nico Pontrello, but couldn't get enough juice on the ball. Ball's picked up by Reed Acton, moved over to Fullerton, moved once more to Roman Lau-Gosney, and the Launch will clear it. And Lau-Gosney will clear it himself for the Launch. He's going to dodge right at Jovan Miller. Thought about going to the cage, then thought better about it, and moved the ball to Stephen Brooks, and he'll head to the midfield line, where Duncan Clancy will take a run at Dan Burns. Clancy now rolls back and throws the ball to Cameron Lau-Gosney. Gosney plays catch with Clancy. Clancy now is going to dodge at Dan Burns. He's got his hands free with his left. He didn't want to shoot it or pass it. He decides to roll back and give the ball to Kieran McArdle at X. Kieran McArdle finds a cutting Kevin Cunningham, who's just swallowed up by the defense there by Chris Hips and Dan Burns. And the ball's loose on the turf. Chesapeake has the ball. Fiorito moves the ball to Dan Burns, and Burns will jog and trot across the midfield line. Burns with a little flip to Jovan Miller. Jovan Miller walking gingerly down the left alley again as it looks like he's going to invert for the fourth time today. And the launcher going to send a long pull. No, they're not. Jovan Miller will move to X. As we're almost under 4 minutes to go here, as the Bayhawks are clinging to a four-goal lead. Jovan jogs to his right and passes the ball to Strebel. Strebel one more to McCready. Sets a pick for McCready. McCready comes off of it from his right to his left down the left-handed alley. Shot saved by Fullerton. Ball pops all the way outside the two-point line where Tucker Durkin scoops the ground ball and the All-Star looks to fake a little two-point shot. Now force feeds to Casey Powell. Powell can't handle it. He's able to boot the ball along to McCardle, but McCardle's couldn't get it from the outstretched arms of Nicky Polanco. Polanco dishes the ball to Bernhardt. Simple little one more pass to McCready's, and Bayhawks will settle again on offense. Jeff Reynolds subbing off for Colin Dunster. McCready's is looking tired. McCready's is going to dodge anyways. A tired dodge as he lost footing. And the ball's on the ground. He's on the ground. Strebel now fighting for it. He can't get it. Pop back to Tucker Durkin. And he'll look to throw the ball all the way up the field to Joe Muir. Muir moves the ball to Cunningham. Moves the ball back to Cameron Laugazny. Laugazny one more to TJ Kemp. One more to... Oh, great stick by Jesse Bernhardt. TJ Kemp had Kieran McCardle wide open as Jesse Bernhardt left him to slide upfield, which is not something you typically do in defense as a long pole. Sliding upfield is not condoned, but he got away with it there. Good stick. TJ Kemp not able to make the pass. And the Bayhawks have possession of the ball with Jeff Reynolds, Jovan Miller, and Ben Hunt out as their midfield unit. Ben Hunt dodging to his left, feeds the ball behind to Nico Ponchello. Ponchello looks at the crease, then just dishes the ball to his left to Rubiar. Rubiar moves the ball to Jeff Reynolds. Reynolds backpedals and takes a run at TJ Kemp. Reynolds has nowhere to go. He moves the ball back to Rubiar. Far side to Ben Hunt, who's wide open. Ben Hunt just missed a little seven-yard crank shot wide open as the shot clock does expire. Timeout, Chesapeake Bayhawks. 1:40 to go in the game. Chesapeake 15, Florida Launch 11 here on the Florida Lacrosse Radio Network. So the Florida Launch will take the field coming out of their timeout. And after losing 12-8 last week, it's almost drawing near the end of this game. It looks like we might take another four-goal loss here to the Bayhawks. The Launch hit the road next week. Next Sunday, they'll be at Rochester for a 1 o'clock start at Rochester. That's the Florida Launch. For next week, the Bayhawks are back at home as they host the Ohio Machine for a 4 o'clock start there. All games can be seen on ESPN3. And we'll be back for a radio broadcast here on May 9th, 7 o'clock, as the Launch will host the Ohio Machine, as Peter Baum, Kyle Harrison, and company along with Marcus Holman will be in town. Casey Powell, Karen McArdle, Brett Queener will host the Ohio Machine. That's May 9th at 7 o'clock p.m. start. Broadcast will start at 7. So out of the timeout here, 1:35 yet left. The launch looking for an easy clear. Oh, ball's down. Fullerton doesn't realize it's on the turf. Now he does. Turns around. Fullerton's going to have to take the ball across the field himself here. Something Queener's not afraid to do, but it's not really in Fullerton's arsenal. And Fullerton just sends a... Well, Fullerton had the ball across the midfield line. Cameron Laugazne came running off, tried to run off of his hip and catch the ball, and Fullerton just kind of stepped in front of Kyle Sweeney, almost laid him out while he was setting the screen. Obviously an illegal screen call, but that's the least of the Bayhawks problem as Sweeney's on the turf. Sweeney gets a little bit of applause as he gets back on his feet. Fullerton's there to tell him, listen, my bad, man. It's not my thing, being out of the crease with the ball. But the launch will take over here. It was an illegal screen, but the Bayhawks took the penalty, as I guess things got a little chippy there on what they thought was a dirty moving screen. The Bayhawks are going to take another timeout here. As they'll go to the man down, and they don't want to give anything up here with 1:16 left to go, and the Bayhawks lead 15-11 here on the La Crosse Radio Network. This is Joe Askenberg here within La Crosse We Trust. We'll be back in a minute. So the launch break the huddle here. And we want to thank our sponsors, LaxLibrary.com, Otter Mesh, for InLacrosseWeTrust.com. Visit InLacrosseWeTrust.com for all MLL news and articles. And the launch will take over here, man up. Casey Powell has the ball at X. They run a little set play for Brooks as he rips a two-point shot. It's a good little set play to come out of a timeout. Brooks misses wide. There's 55 seconds left to go here. McArdle will back out the shot. McArdle now carries to X. Looks for Powell, who try to sacrifice a goal for being in the crease. And he hasn't been able to score much tonight. And he'll be in the crease, and the Bayhawks will take over the ball. And the Bayhawks take over with Burns on the far side of the field. Burns will trot upfield, draw a defender, move the ball to Costabile, who will walk over the midfield line. This is under 30 seconds here as the Hawks are clinging on to that 15-11 lead. Costa Beal now carries in, looks to flip back to Jeff Reynolds, and he does. Reynolds throws a bounce pass to Burns. Burns is being double-teamed from Lau Gosney and LaPierre. Burns will roll the ball in the corner as there's under 10 seconds left, and he'll give up possession there. Things are pretty much over here from FAU Stadium. We want to thank you again for joining us here on the La Crosse Radio Network. And there's our final whistle as the Chesapeake Bayhawks beat the Florida Launch 15-11. The Chesapeake Bayhawks moved to 2-0 on the season as the Florida Launch moved to 0-2. As I mentioned, the Bayhawks will host the Ohio Machine next week, May 3rd at 4 o'clock, as the launch will hit the road and travel to Rochester next Sunday for a 1 o'clock start. The launch looked to get in the win column next week as they were unable to do so in their home opener for the 2015 season here at FAU Stadium. My name's Joe Askberg. I'm your radio play-by-play. I want to thank everybody for the La Crosse We Trust radio family for all our help on getting today done. I want to thank the Florida Launch for having me, and look forward to coming back here for the next home game, which is going to be, like I said, against the Ohio Machine in 2 weeks, May 9th. The Launch hosts the Machine, 7 o'clock face-off, and I'll be here calling that action for you right here from the box here in Boca Raton, Florida. Again, final score here, 15, Florida Launch 11. We'll be back for post-game notes after this. This is La Crosse Radio Network. The La Crosse Radio Network is the flagship online station for the Florida Launch, Charlotte Hounds, Continental Indoor Lacrosse League, and the President's Cup. Click the Listen Live button on InLacrosseWeTrust.com to tune in now. We're back here in Boca Raton, Florida. I think no shortage of players of the game here from the Chesapeake side, as Matt McCready's had 5 goals and 1 assist to lead the Chesapeake Bayhawks, leading the way for the Florida Launch. Stephen Brooks had 4 goals. Kieran McArdle added 3 late goals of his own for another hat trick against the Bayhawks. That's his 4th and 4 tries against the Bayhawks with hat tricks. Chesapeake will head back to the locker room with a win under their belt. I'm sure Coach Dave Cottle is very happy with that, as he was not too happy about all the guys he didn't have on the roster here. But I heard Dave say to himself, MLL is not about guys who are here. It's about guys who aren't here. Pardon, it's about guys who are here, not about guys who aren't here. I kind of botched that one. But nonetheless, the Bayhawks travel back to Chesapeake. Chesapeake goes back to Chesapeake with the win. That'll wrap it up here from the box at Boca Raton, Florida. And if you missed it, the Bayhawks traveled down here to Boca Raton here for a 1 o'clock game, and they took it right to Florida Launch from the early going. Going up scores of 7-3, 9-5, 14-7. They really just never let Florida back in the game. Every time Florida tried to make a run, they had an answer. They had an answer all last week, and they really just kind of continued doing the same thing this week. I think the Chesapeake has a lot of positive things to take from this game. The Launch will look to get in the win column next week, as they travel to Rochester for that 1 o'clock start next Sunday. And that's all we got here from the box up here in Boca Raton. This is Joe Askerberg. You're listening to LacrosseWeTrust.com, live Lacrosse Radio Network. here for the 2015 MLL season. Have a good day. Thank you so much for joining us.